We've heard a lot lately about how Governor Chris Christie used the Port Authority as a piggy bank to pay for desperately needed transportation projects in New Jersey. We've also heard about the state's dire fiscal problems and high debt load. WNYC's Jessica Gould, a Jersey native, found that one factor lies behind both of those big stories. The state has some of the lowest gas taxes in the country.
Ever since I was a little kid, my mom and I have played our own Garden State version of I Spy. Spot the lowest gas price.
See, now this one, what does that say there? Is that regular $3.39? That's better. That's not bad, but you can do better than that.
My mom, Nancy Eisner, commutes from her home in northern New Jersey to New York nearly every day, for work, the theater, to see friends. But there's one thing she always does in New Jersey.
I always get gas in New Jersey.
She says it's because New Jersey's gas is just cheaper.
Do you have any idea why it's so cheap here?
I really don't. Do you?
Honestly, I didn't. So I asked Thomas Wright of the Regional Plan Association. It's a research and advocacy group that studies infrastructure and sustainability. And he told me it's all about the gas tax.
There's a sense that raising the gas tax would cause a whole tax revolt in the state.
You see, New Jersey's gas tax is 14.5 cents a gallon, the same it's been since the late 80s. Now, compare that to Pennsylvania, where it's more than 40 cents, or New York, where it's nearly 50. Wright says that low tax for New Jersey's gas comes with consequences. Most of the gas tax goes to a trust fund to pay for transportation projects, from fixing bridges and train tracks to filling potholes. And because the tax is so low, the fund has been struggling for years to pay for those projects.
Until we find a new source of revenues to support this, the transportation trust fund is going to be in real crisis.
Of course, anyone driving around New Jersey knows there's still construction going on. That's because the state has done two things. One, shift money around. Take the billion-dollar renovations of the Pulaski Skyway that runs through Newark and Jersey City and acts as a feeder to the Holland Tunnel. Governor Christie found the money to pay for that by canceling the ARC Tunnel, which would have built a new commuter rail passage under the Hudson.
And what that did was it bought a couple years of being able to keep doing things without raising the gas tax.
The second thing the state does, borrow money. A lot of money. So much that all of the incoming gas tax revenue is actually used to pay off interest from previous projects.
The situation the state finds it in is almost as if you took out a mortgage on your house and your entire income was just enough to pay the interest on the mortgage and nothing else.
The thing is, both those funding sources are running out. The ARC money expires this year, and the state is about to hit a limit on transportation debt next year, a year earlier than planned. So what happens if there's no money left in the fund? It may not be total Carmageddon, you know, minivans colliding as they drive slalom to avoid potholes, gridlock as far as the eye can see. But State Senator Ray Lesniak says it would be dangerous for drivers and costly for the state.
We have our heads in the sand. We're selling out the future, and we're hurting the economy of the state of New Jersey. And we're inconveniencing motorists at the same time.
Lesniak says he has a solution, and it may seem like an obvious one. He wants to raise the gas tax by 15 cents over 3 years. He says that will cost drivers under $100 annually, way less than the $600 on average New Jersey drivers spend on repairs because of bad roads.
It's something that whose time has come, and just where we have to bite the bullet and do it.
Many transit advocates want to go even higher. They say every penny that's added to the gas tax amounts to $50 million more in transportation spending, and they want additional fees for electric vehicles. But first, they're going to have to get support from this guy.
You see, I believe New Jerseyans are overtaxed.
Governor Chris Christie originally promised to increase state spending on transportation projects, and he did, at first, but most of his budgets have skipped those payments. Meanwhile, he said over and over again that he won't raise taxes. And after hanging out at gas stations in New Jersey, I can see why. My mom and I go to an Exxon in Montvale where drivers are lined up to fill up. I ask them if they'd be willing to pay a higher gas tax.
Probably not.
I think it's outrageous as it is.
Lower gas tax. They got enough of our money.
A poll from the Eagleton Institute at Rutgers University found that two-thirds of New Jersey residents oppose an increased gas tax. But the poll says opposition fades when people hear it really would pay for repairs to crumbling roads and bridges. So I tried this approach with David Hansen of Upper Saddle River.
If it truly was going to go to it and it truly did improve the roads, have at it, you know, charge more. But I just, you know, I'm skeptical.
For now, he's looking for the best bargain he can find. And so is my mom.
This is the least one, I think. This is $333.
For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.